Shri Shri Giriraji. Our parikram. Prem Sarovar. Sanket.
Nanda Khidak.
These places.
Nanda Bhavan, Hey Padamba, Rupa Sami, Vajana Sami.
We visited all these places today. We had darshan of many places today. First of all, you all crossing Barsana. You reached Prem Sarovar. Prem Sarovar is the very fond of Prem. It has been manifested by Radhaji's Madhanakya Mahabhav one time. Radha and Krishna, along with Lalita, Vishakha and other sakhis, in this very Prem Sarovar, at this very place she was sitting, in Krishna's lap Radhika was.
At that time,
thinking Radhika ji's face to be a lotus flower, a bumblebee buzzing, hovering over her face, was trying to sit on her lotus face. And Radhika ji is trying to chase him away with her hand. But he's not going away. Seeing such condition of his, of her such condition, Madhu Mangal chased this bumblebee away with a stick, chased it away far, far away. Returning, he said, translated Madhusudan as Krishna himself. In separation, he is sitting although in Krishna's lap. She became absorbed in prem. So much so that she started crying. Krishna, where did you go? Where are you? Krishna, where are you? Okay. Krishna is seeing this stage of hers. He also became in the same condition like Radhikaji. And both of them lost consciousness. Gopis also lost consciousness, fainted by seeing their condition. Shuk and Sari, both of them, they began to chant Radha and Krishna's names loudly. And both of them were made to hear that both of them gained external consciousness. Then the Sakis also gained consciousness. Then, melted in pain. Because of being melted in prem, that sarovar became filled, that pond filled, became filled with water, and that pond came to be known as prem sarovar, the pond of prem. This stage of Radhika ji is Madanak Sabha. Higher, Girud, and higher than, more than, even higher than all these Madanak Sabha. This is only possible in meeting. And in this meeting also, when in all the wounds become very irritated in this meeting. This is only present in Lalita's mood. Lalita Vishaka also do not have these moods. That is why the saints and rishis, they, our Gaudiya Vaishnav, they used to perform bhajan there. Today also, they stay there and perform their bhajan there. That's it. Namadev Maharaj, translation. Kadvara Maharaj, it's okay now?
Today, by the special blessing of Sri Krishna, we completed the 24th day of our Bhagavad Gita. We went to Grand Sarova, Sankhya, Milke, Nanda Vaina, Nanda Gaon, Tenth Adaman, Asiswan Mahadev, Pava Sarova, Master Sadhguru Sri Sanatana Swami. And finally, on the way home, we visit Jyota Charanga Mahaprabhu. First, we visited Prem Sarovar. Really, the Sarovar that follows, or Sarovar, itself consists of Premabhati. There, Sri Mani Radhika manifested her Madhuramsa Mahaprabhu. One time, Sri Radha Krishna were together near that place, surrounded by the Rita, Vishaka, and the other Asasaki. At that time, Srimati Radhika was resting in the very lap of Sri Krishna himself. Once we mistaken the mouth of Srimati Radhika to be a lotus, was moving around again and again. Even though Srimati Radhika tried to dispel that bee by her hand, the bee would continue disturbing. Therefore, Srimati Radhika, taking a stick in his hand, he dispelled the bee, then said nothing. I have told Madhusudan far away where he will not return. Srimati Radhika, mistaking Madhusudan as Madhumandal meant the being to be Sri Krishna himself, even though she was situated in the very lap of Sri Krishna, she began weeping in separation. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Seeing her condition, Krishna also began to weep. And both Sri Radha, Krishna, and her Sakis that were surrounding fell unconscious. The male and female pair began loudly calling the name of Srimati Radhika, and they both awoke. Thus they melted together, and that water filled the sarovar, which we see today as Prem Sarovar. Therefore, whatever need, whatever moods we see in meeting and in separation are all contained within his Madhumandala Mahabhava that Srimati Radhika manifested at that time. This is more than a Ruda Adiruda Bhava. This Madhumandala Mahabhava is only present in Srimati Radhika. is not present even in Lalita or Vishaka. Therefore, because this was manifested there, many since ancient times, rishis, munis, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas have been performing by them there at the banks of Prince Sarova.
Having you went to Sanket after having darshan of Prem Sarovar. After having darshan of Prem Sarovar, you went to Sanket. Prem Sanket means by the messengers or by the. They are hinting or indicating that Radha or Krishna and Krishna, they will meet here. They used to indicate by some hints.
And
Naish Leela and Nishant Leela are performed here. The Gopi, Abhisarika,
Uttakashita,
Pasak Sajja, Decoration, Prasid Bhakta, and Pradhan Katika, etc. These Gopis, they used to come there. And similar, Pasak are also performed there. Sometimes Krishna used to reach that place. Radhika ji is not able to come to that place. Sometimes Radhika ji reaches and she is so eagerly waiting for her beloved and decorating the kunj, but Krishna is not able to come. Suppose if he would come, maybe sometimes he would come very late. Like this, Swarup Goswami has described all these pastimes in these places. Like this in Sanket, so many pastimes have been performed. Nanda Kidap. Nandaji
Kidap
means where cow shed, where the cows are staying. Millions and millions of cows are staying there. There is also Nandakund. Nand Baba used to take Krishna and Baldev on his shoulders and they used to take bath there. And they are also worship Narayan by chanting different mantras for Narayan. There also they used to have a meeting place of Nand Baba and other. Better means sometimes they used to deliberate that Nand. Do not consider your Krishna to be your son. You saw he picked up Govardhan for 7 days on his little finger on the left hand. He killed a unit like Putana. He pulled out her life here just by sucking her breath. And that poison also did not affect him at all. Jinnavrat and other demons. And Shakatasur, Agasur, etc. He killed all these demons. This is a task of some ordinary person. Careful. Do not tire and fell to Yashoda also. She should not chastise him. She should not bind him. And the Baba began to laugh loudly. Whatever he is, Parabrahma, or maybe father of Parabrahma also, he is come as my son, so I will definitely chastise him. You people,
you
cowherd men, 80 years, after 80 years, you become mature. Before that, you are always immature, like a child. You are still nabala, immature. One who cries for a little butter and chapati is angry. He breaks the pots of the home. He feels hunger. He tells lies. He can be Ram. He can become Bhagavan. That is why. Whatever he says, he is my son, I will definitely correct him. Sometimes they used to also consider that Krishna is now grown up. Now he should be engaged.
Vijayanta
and he should also be engaged to a girl equally beautiful like him, looking all around, searching all around. If Vishwamanu's daughter, if he gets married to her, that would be a perfect match. Like this sometimes, this was an assembly, called an assembly where they would discuss so many things, that's why it is called Nandkidak or Nandmathak. Like this, having darshan from here, then you went to Uddhav Kyari. They performed the drama there and do they say can you show me? Sadhana Maharaj is again decorating himself with turban the same way that he there in the Kedak, Nandbaba Kedak. Vaishnava Maharaj, Padmanabha Maharaj, and Nandbaba, and Nemi Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So, the pleasure is for today that I'll be simple questions. Today we went to Nandbaba Kedak, the second place, the second place, Nandbaba Maharaj. And the meeting place of Kanha Maharaj and the Chandra Bank, whenever there was a problem or something important to be discussed, they would sit down in an assembly together and talk things over. Shortly after the listing of Govardhan Hill by Krishna, the Chandra Bank had a serious doubt. And they approached Upananda, who was the eldest brother of Kanha Maharaj and the chairman of this particular meeting, approached Nanda Maharaj with a challenge. Nanda Maharaj, we've all been considering recently about your son, Krishna, our dear beloved Krishna, who is the beloved of our whole of Braj. We've been thinking about him, and this is the thoughts that we've been having. Your son, Krishna, we think that he's not an ordinary boy because he's done such extraordinary activities. For example, even when he was just a tiny little baby, this Rakshasi, this huge, gigantic demoness, Putana, she came there and she breastfed Krishna and then she expanded into her huge, gigantic form. And Krishna killed her, just like a little tiny child playing. Now, this is not what an ordinary little child will do. And then we've also seen that so many other demons, like Shakatasur, that demon was easily killed by Krishna when he was just a little baby, only by kicking his legs up, just like a little child. We've also seen Trinavarta taking Krishna high up into the sky, and Krishna also pulled him down to the ground and killed him, and simply was playing on top of him. All of these incidences we witnessed, and even not so long before, we saw our boy Krishna subdue this huge, gigantic, fierce demon, this Kali serpent with thousands of heads, dancing on his head, and then controlling him and sending him away. And most recently, we've even seen our beloved Krishna lifting the entire Giriraj Govardhan Hill on only one finger of his left hand and holding it up for 7 days and 7 nights. So the conclusion that it comes to, we want to suggest to you that we think that your boy Krishna, he's not an ordinary child, and perhaps should be more respectful toward him. Perhaps you should not discipline him so much like this. But actually, it's a little more serious than this. We think he may be a sick of Purush, And then he got it, but actually, we think the baby to ride it himself. Not about to show that it's too strict. If he's to ride himself, how can she find Krishna? This is not right. You should not chastise him, you should not criticize him. None of these things. Please, just show some love, some affection, but none of this is a crime. This won't do. This won't do.
This is amazing. Is it Krishna's God?
Yes.
It may be
possible.
We consider it.
So as you know,
Sri Krishna, the hand of Buddha in his own hand, and said, Kashtuttava Vrajam Sonya, Vitrena Vitimanara, Gopinam Matri Yogadhe, Matandesha Vimochana. He does go to branch. I knew Ashindai, my parents, Nanda and Yashoda, actually just our parents, to inspire them specifically for their most heartbreaking condition in the absence of Sri Krishna. And not only try to pacify my parents, but deliver my message to the gopis. In other words, you can use your intelligence, your sweet words, your diplomacy to pacify my parents. But don't try to use your intelligence and diplomacy to pacify gopis. Just tell them my message as it is. Because Krishna knew that Buddha not understand it, it comes to pray. So Buddha said, of course, Nanda Rama. And when he arrived there, in the spent the evening discussing with Nanda Maharaj. And he told him another intended Vastanya Bhav of Nanda Maharaj. And he was astonished. He said, I have never seen such a natural and spontaneous love of Krishna as this. And they passed the night speaking about Krishna. The next morning, Buddhaji came out from Nanda Bhavan and went nearby, that place is Vishakhapatnam, to do his morning ablution and remember his mantra. So as he went there to do his morning meditation, he looked and he saw so many kishoris. As this man wandering here and there in the forest of Kadamba trees. And then we get this Kadamba Jari. Now we say Buddha Jari because Buddha Jari. And how were they? They were lean and thin. They had not eaten for 3 months. Krishna left 3 months before. They had not taken any water. They had not decorated themselves. They talked with old and worn and torn and covered in the dust. Why? Because when Asura took Krishna and Balaram away from Chakra, the dust was raised into the air and they landed and settled on the faces and bodies of the gopis and stuck there because their bodies were wet from their tears. This dust was the last connection they had with Sri Krishna. So surely they would not change their clothes or bathe or anything. This is the last touch of connection with Sri Krishna. So in a maddened state of separation, those gopis overjoyed and thought of an exalted personality in his. And they surrounded him and they posed the question. They said, observe, if you are learning, if you are Rasik, then answer our question. There are two types of brain, Ahetu brain and Sahetu brain. Ahetu means love that has no cord. And Sahetu means love that has a cord. So in this book there are many examples of Sahetu praying. Just like a student has love for the teacher. Until he gets his diploma, then his relationship is over. And he never sees the teacher again. Just like a deer is related to the forest. But if there's a fire and the forest is burned, then the deer will never return to that place. Like a prostitute, she's very affectionate to her client. Until his wallet is empty, then relationship is over. So in this world, where there's love or affection that has a cause, if that cause is removed, then the relationship is broken. So I say, Buddha, we love Krishna without any cause, without any selfish interest, without any personal motivation. And Krishna also loved us in the same way. So how is it that this relationship is broken? How is it possible? Buddha, can you answer? Buddha, he was scratching his head. He couldn't give an answer. This was the entrance examination to enter into the University of Praying of Rajika and the Gopis. But Buddha Ji, or to speak of studying in this university, he could not pass it entrance examination. So with the demon wound that he was scratching his head, seeing the frame of the goldfish, he could not imagine how exalted it was. Just like the Russian, when they try to look at the top of a mountain, they look up like this, and then looking, they fall off onto the ground. So in this example, Buddha, his intelligence, like a hat, and as he tried to see the extent of Gopi's frame, his hat fell to the ground, fell. He could not understand. And just then, he looked at his sword. This was a very beautiful Kishori, was lying on a bed of lotus petals, unconscious. The Sakyas were around her, and they were weeping because they thought she was about to die. And at that moment, a bumblebee, thinking that the lotus feet of that Kishori were lotus flowers, began to fly around the lotus feet. Buddha thought, who is that? Oh, I have heard of one rat with feet and rat. And Buddha began to pronounce, and that was watching. Just as this bumblebee was flying around the feet of Radhika, she opened her eyes and sat up and began to rebuke the bumblebee. Why? Jayati, Krishna Sangama. When she was unconscious, she was meditating. Krishna is where? Yangin in Mathura, before him the cowherd boy with bare feet wandering in Vrindavan. But now he rides on the golden chariot. Now his pure prasa, he's become a big celebrity. Uttarsain wanted to make him king, but Krishna gave Rajtilak to Uttarsain and said, I am your subject. So now he's a prince, he's famous, he's powerful, and he's forgotten about us, who were worthless, uneducated, lower caste, childless girls. Now he's with the princesses of Mathura, of the relatives, and all are attracted to him. And in her mind, she saw that Krishna was wearing a beautiful flower garland, and yet embraced many beautiful Mathura ravanis. And his garland was crushed, and then kumkum from her breast was smeared on the flowers. And very minutely she saw in detail this. How one bumblebee came and landed on that garland of Krishna, and got covered with kumkum from the breast of his beloved. Just as she was thinking like this, here in Vrindavan, outwardly, one bumblebee came to her feet, and she opened her eyes. Oh, it's you! She thought it was that very bumblebee from the garland of Krishna. And she began to rebuke him. Madhupagyatubhubhankho Nimmadhprishadhvrimsapatya Kuchakralalikamadha Kumkumasmasuvirna Hey Madhupa, Madhupa means one drink honey, and Madhu also means wine. Hey Madhupa, you drunkard, you are impure. Shittabhavadhupo, hey friend of a teacher, Mad Prashandran, don't touch, don't try to touch my feet at all. It was as if Radhika, by Bhavakarna, the ears of her emotions, she could hear that the bumblebee was talking to her. Oh my Swami, he said, I am not your Swami. Oh Krishna Priya, oh beloved of Krishna, I am not the beloved of Krishna. Bumblebee said, I have come here from Krishna to make some reconciliation. Radhika said, Mahaprashangam, don't touch my feet. I know you are the friend of that teacher. Why? Because this is Krishna's temple. If you have made any offense, come and try to touch my feet. Sapatya, could you believe the Mahaprashangamashubirna? How dare you come here? What kind of mood is this? You are so intoxicated that you have come here to tell me that Krishna loves me. But you have evidence all over your face Now see, Krishna has forgotten about me and is enjoying with others. Tell me, what is that red substance on your fingers? Oh, this is the natural color of my whiskers. But he said, no, I know what it is. Kuchapadalitamnada, kumkumashmashkubirna. This is the kumkum on the breast of my rival there in Mathura. And you are so intoxicated that you did not realize. And you are coming before me with this evidence of Krishna's infidelity all over your face. So get out of here. Vatu madhu kapishtan manini tatpachanga. Your services are not required here. You should return back to Mathura. Because there, Krishna requires your services. There are many manini. There are many Mathuramanis who are upset with him. Because he makes an appointment to go to meet with one, but on the way he meets with another. And then he's late. So then he arrives at the place of the next Mathuramani with the evidence of his meeting with the first one, and she becomes upset with him. While he's pacifying her, he's late to meet with another one. And in this way, there are so many manini, those beloved of Krishna, who are upset with him. So why are we going to need to pacify us? He's forgotten about us. Go there where Krishna really needs your help. How shameful it will be. How Krishna will become the object of ridicule in the city, in the royal palace, in the royal assembly, if anyone will find out that he is employing a messenger like a bumblebee to come and make reconciliation with a poor gopis of Vrindavan. So go quickly before Krishna becomes the object of ridicule in the assembly of the Yadus. Right, so Vrindavan Sudan Swan Mohimin Sayayita Sumanat Ivasatya you know, in the past, we were bewildered in love for Krishna because Payayitva, by force, he made us drink the nectar of his lips. Just once. Actually many times, but they are feeling the pressure. Oh, one, we trust the nectar of Krishna. Not by our own desire. He made us ladies. But what did he do? He's like a bumblebee. The bumblebee, he comes and he drinks the nectar from the best lotus flowers. And then the bumblebee becomes intoxicated. And then he's so intoxicated that leaving the best flowers, he goes and to the flowers that have no fragrance, no scent, and no nectar inside. So Krishna is like this. After he joined with us, he became so intoxicated, now he's gone to those who have no taste, no rust, no anything like Uja, another thing, Mathura. Anyway, I know. Lakshmi Devi, she always serves his lotus feet. Why? Oh, because she's naive. She's innocent. She's being tricked by this sweet word. But we will never be tricked by his word. Because we know him from natural childhood. We grew up with him. We have full experience of Krishna's crooked nature. So we'll not listen to his words anymore. Kiri Hava Sadangre.
So, we are finishing class today. Tomorrow is the next day. Tomorrow we will discuss all these things. So, आज हम लोग यहीं पर कथा समाप्त करते हैं. आप लोग दिन भर सुनते सुनते थक गए हैं. इसलिए अभी कीर्तन के बाद में आरती होकर के प्रसाद की व्यवस्था हो जाएगी. आप लोग विश्राम कर कल विश्राम का दिन है. कल हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा चाइनीज डिवोटी ब्राजिल डिवोटी बोलिविया डिवोटी एंड सेंट्रल आफ्रिकन डिवोटी टुमारो दर्शन फॉर द रेस्ट ऑफ द डिवोटीज of the world, except of India, same as here. And we could see the senior devotees, they can think of the new devotees, not to bother the new devotees, because they're coming, they have to keep them chance, and they can chop with Gurudev, and they can present the presentation, etc. And 22nd, is the of all Indian devotees.
I'm